lost young Gwen is long, long, long gone. Eddie long, long, long gone. And the cut lost John, put him in the pen. The summer's been a gone and now he's out again. If anybody asks you who sung the song, tell him Lonnie Donegan been here and gone.
Of course, I could have played you that from a nice clean CD, but it sounds better to me that way, I think, on the 78. Pig's Big 78 for tonight, Lonnie Donegan and his Skiffle Group, and Lost John. And I was reading someone, it's really irritating me this, because I'd put them somewhere in an envelope, stuff about Lonnie Donegan, who is coming to this country because he lives in Spain now, and I think he's doing some gigs. And I've got information about these gigs somewhere, and I can't find it. There'll be a website. Will there be a website? Let's look for it. I think we ought to get him in to do a session, do you think? I think we should. Legendary man, quite clearly. This is Delicia.
We'll be right back.
Possible Terrestra, Panoptica and Bostich. You've heard Panoptica already in this programme. You can hear Fussible live on, what's it called again?
One World,
on Thursday night on Radio 1. And that was Bostich, and it's on Palm Pictures Records from an EP called Nortec Collective, and that was Polaris. And people occasionally email us or phone to say, whatever became of Pulp? Roughly speaking...
I used to hate the sun because it shone on everything I'd done. Made me feel that all that I had done was overfill the ashtray of my life. All my achievements and days of yore range from pathetic to but all that's gonna change because we come sunrise. Yes, your sunrise. I used to hide from the sun, tried to live my whole life underground. Why'd you have to rise and ruin all my fun? Just turn over, close the curtains on the day.
New from Pulp. You heard it first on Radio 1. Of course, the possibility exists that you didn't, but let's hope that you did. That's called Sunrise. And an email here from Mark Gore says, John Lee Hooker sounded fine on a balmy night like this. Godspeed, Mr. Hooker. Working up here late in Wales, programming sounding fine, enjoying the solo set last week. Looks like I'm up for a while. What does Marianne have to offer tonight? Some Balsagoth, I hope. And I don't know, is she listening or she's doing something next door? And it says here, though, that she's got, it says, get rocking with Marianne tonight from... Did that sound convincing? I'll do that again. Get rocking with Marianne tonight with when Wayne from Static X will be under the influence. Not quite sure what that means, really, but it doesn't say whether there's any Balsagoth or not, but let's hope that there is. But Marianne is very busy next door, so doubtless it's going to be a wonderful programme. That's not entirely logical, I do appreciate, but at the same time, you've got to show enthusiasm. This is spectacular.
Cross the Eden, rise and cross the pagan.
Looking for a better
AI. Look, no, have no good fi say. So them criticize night and day. Look, no, we reach nowhere. So them fight we night and day. Look, no, have no good fi say. So them criticize night.
Sick and tired of the system. I won't become the beast.
Spectacular is the name of the artiste on this occasion on Soundbox Records again, and that's called Better Life. And between now and the end of the programme, several references to the pig and myself being in bed, but nothing improper, let me tell you, because when we were in Cognac on our way back from, driving back from Sonar on the Monday, we found an excellent Indian restaurant in Cognac, by the way, if you ever go there, and because most of these places you think we're going to get some really fantastic meals, great little restaurants, and it's all pizza places, you know, just like it is everywhere else in the world. But there was a good Indian. Anyway, the following morning I woke up quite early and was listening to a record which I'd been given on Active Suspension Records, an early summer 2001 promo sampler, and here's a track from that. The pig slept through this, I have to say. This is Melodium and Heiko, or possibly Heiko. No, I think Heiko. No, that really isn't the right one. Interesting. It's never done that before. Hold on a minute. Let's try that one again and see what happens. I mean, it started promisingly enough, but it's not going to happen. That's really embarrassing. Look at this machine. I should just take it out and bang it back in. Trying not to lose my temper the while. Let's see if it queues up. I'm sorry about this, listeners, but every once in a while the machinery conspires against you. OK, let's try it again.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. It genuinely was a mechanical breakdown. Melodium on Active Suspension Records from Paris, France, from their summer 2001 sampler. Heiko is the title of the track. Mark and Dave say they're just on their holidays at the moment after graduating. Whilst visiting Windermere and the lakes, we thought of you as we walked past the John Peel Inn. We presume that you know about this, but just thought we'd email you to let you know in case you had no idea. Keep up the programme. From Mark and Dave, listening via wind-up radio in the tent. Keep cranking those handles. And the last tune tonight from Chapter 13, their debut session for the programme. This is Axel B. Thanks, Chapter 13, if you're listening. It's been a most entertaining session. That's the last of it. It's called Axel B. And normally I finish these programmes with something roaring and guitar-laden to get people ready for Marianne Hobbs, who follows after the news. But we were lying in bed, the pig and myself, last night, watching that programme about jazz, and she was falling asleep, and Sonny Rollins came on, and I thought, well, for a change, we'll play something kind of, you know, have a little chill-out moment in between this programme and hers.
Mm-hmm.
from 1958, Sonny Rollins and Pals and How High the Moon. And I expect you're all ready for Marianne Hobbs now. Tomorrow night's session comes from the Strokes. I think there'll be a lot out for that. And on Thursday night, in a programme coming from Pier Lakers, it's Appendix Out. Thanks very much for listening.
Radio 1.
At 12 midnight, it's Andy Gallagher.
Police investigating the death of Damilola Taylor have charged four teenagers.
Radio 1 News Main Speed.
Je ligt gezellig in bed met je geile kat. Patapoe is erbij.
Oh, that's so good.
In the first row, yay!
We sang that Universal Lover, it's yeah. Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember last year in Germany, that was great. That was really great. There were so many people singing along.
You were at the... What was the name of that festival?
In Tauga, Ancient Trance.
Serious.
That was the last time I saw you.
Yeah.
And I said goodbye to you. Okay, next time in Uighoort. Yeah, well, next time.
Thank you.
start another great one. I'm going to make my great escape.
Yes.
Because the mosquitoes
are coming by.
The mosquitoes are here, I think.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Where is the spray? You want some spray?
No, no, I don't need a spray. I just need to get to bed. I love you all. Good night.
Hey, did you make it to the Kumba, actually?
Yeah, I'm number 7. I might be retiring. You can take over. I was there with my son filming it. It took 20 hours. Uh-huh. So someday, maybe when I'm gone or before, they'll make a movie of it. Who knows?
J-O.
Love you guys. Good night.
Good night. Sleep guys.
Kissing in a river, watching it rise, tattoo fingers shy away from me, voices mesmerize, voices picking and seek. Come back. Spoke of a wheel, table of spoon. I'm a slave, I'm free. When are you coming? Hope you come soon. Fingers encircling me. Should I pursue a pace?
I made some works on Dora. I revisited it with my son, but could not bear the sight anymore. Nordhausen was for 80% destroyed by the Allies. That war still carves deep into the hidden collective psyche. One way people are using to overcome the burden is to trying to forget. But I think conscious being never can forget. So walking there, I still have the house, currently negotiating the accommodation of a Syrian fugitive family there, is difficult, as the local people, as you rightly observed, covered their history deep, deep in the crowns and in their minds. It is sometimes a rather depressing place to be, especially when wandering in its past.
Just try.